Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Kima Ream, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is me and my girl.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. It's Friday. It's a little after 10, which means it's time for Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jenna, and good morning, Pensacola, and we appreciate you listening today. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. You can also text that number, 850-437-1620. Maybe you have a question about your boat. Maybe you have a question about the school over there at Georgetown Technical College, my Marine Service class. I'm more than happy to answer those questions. Maybe you just have a comment. You can call me with a comment or a suggestion or anything. Just give us a call or text, 850-437-1620 is the number. I love to get those calls and texts. That lets me know that people are listening. And I know people listen because this week I actually got an email from a potential student I'm going to meet with on Wednesday, listens to the show. So we're going to actually get to meet this person.
That's
on Wednesday.
That's so awesome. I love that.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? And I know people listen. I get comments all the time. People telling me they listen to the show and that kind of stuff. And a lot of people actually say we help them. So that's good news as well. So
that's what we're here for. Well, you're here for.
To help you to answer questions and to get you out on that water. It's going to be a great weekend. The 70s this weekend as far as the temperature is concerned. But the sun's going to be out. So it's still boating season here in the Pensacola area, so get your boat out and go out there and enjoy it. That's for sure. It's going to be a good weekend for that. Key Marine is our sponsor. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. Phone number 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all Mercruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch service and repair. Also, check them out on Facebook. That's where they run their specials. They put their consignment sales on that page as well. So they have a nice Facebook page that they keep up with. So check them out on Facebook, and you can get some deals on there also. It is customer appreciation time at Key Marine from November 1st all the way through January 31st of 2022. You will receive 25% discount off of labor, and that includes repowers and repairs and just general maintenance. So take advantage of that 25% discount. It's a great time to save money. And as I talked about last week and probably the week before, the weather gets a little chilly out and you're starting to think about the holidays. It's a great time to take that boat over to Key Marine and let them service it for you, or call them and set up an appointment. They're also able to pick up your boat if that needs to happen too. They can pick your boat up on your trailer. They can pick the boat up on their trailer. They can come to you. Whatever it takes, Key Marine can help you out getting your boat ready for the next season. And right now is a great time to do that. Maybe you're not thinking about your boat this time of year. So just go ahead and get it serviced, and that way you can get ahead of the game. I know so many people that get into February or so, and they start thinking about their boat. And by the time we get into February and March, it's starting to get busy, and locations like Key Marine start getting busy, and they start getting a little bit behind. And if you start thinking about your boat in February, March time frame, somewhere in those ballparks, you know, it's probably a little too late to make sure you get your boat back quickly if you're thinking about getting it serviced. So right now is a great time to do it. So check out Key Marine out there on Bower Road. Give them a call, 850-492-0487 is their phone number. I am the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown, located at 2400 Long Lake Drive here in Pensacola. GeorgetownCollege.edu is the website. Check out that chat feature. It's a great feature. You can go on there and talk to counselors. You can talk to the instructors. You can talk to the administration. They will help you through that chat feature, get you started on the right path at Georgetown Technical College. We have scholarships available. Must pre-qualify for those VA, and Pell Grants are always available as well. So you have to pre-qualify for those. But if you go up there, talk to the counselors, they will get you lined up. I've got the counselors trained now, Jenna. Let me tell you, it's kind of funny. When I have a potential student come by, they always they have to go up and sign in at the counseling station. The counselors say, just go ahead and call him or text him. He'll meet you up here. He likes to do it that way. And then we'll meet him up front, walk him down to my area, talk to him about everything that I have going on down in that area. And then what we do is we walk them back up to the counselors, and that way they can make sure that they're interested in the class. And usually it's I would say 99.9% of the time they're interested in the class. Then we get them back up to the counselors. I do. Walk them back up front and get them in that line to talk to the counselors. And they will help them every step of the way. We got a great group of counselors up there that care about the students and want to make sure that they meet their needs. So the counselors do such a great job up there at Georgetown. So it looks like I got a text message. What would you consider too many hours on a Yamaha 150 four-stroke before repower? That's a great question. What do you consider too many hours before repower? So this is on a Yamaha 150. I'm guessing maybe a four-stroke, two-stroke. I don't know. Either way, I'm going to tell you what. There is no real consideration on hours as far as when to repower. Many engines I've seen with 9,000 and plus hours on them, whether it's two-stroke or four-stroke, the hours really are irrelevant if you're maintaining the motor and running the motor properly. So as far as the hours on the engine and thinking about repowering, you can get 9,000-10,000 hours out of these motors no problem, okay? And the things that make you repower an engine before, I've seen engines with 200 hours and you have to repower. Seriously, and the motors are probably a little older, but they're not getting ran. They have not been maintained through that 200 hours or so, and they're just old engines, and they corrode away and that kind of stuff. So engines do that in the saltwater area. But the main thing is go ahead and maintain it so you can have that motor last a long, long time. And again, it's not unusual to see motors with a lot of hours on them that are being taken off and put repowered with new engines. I got a great example of a customer. Used to be a customer of mine back when I owned and ran S&S Marine. I had a customer owned a 24 Cape Horn, 1999 Cape Horn with 1998 Yamaha F150. I'm sorry, two-stroke 150s on the back of it, and they just repowered that boat this year. And so the hours didn't matter. That it was just finally, one of the motors finally gave up, and they were two strokes, so they ended up going with four strokes on this boat. But I maintained that boat for years and years and years for them, and it got them from 1999 until just last year. So there's a good example of an engine or twin engines that lasted a long period of time with a lot of hours on them because they meticulously maintain those motors. So I'm hoping I answered that question right there. If you're not having problems with your engines, and even if it's a two-stroke, go ahead and run that motor and until you're ready, until you start having problems. And then if you start having problems, you have to weigh the amount of money it's going to cost to repair versus repower, and are those motors actually worth repairing too. So anyway, that's a long road down to answer that question, but never too many hours if you maintain the engines. You can get a lot of hours out of these motors. It's hard to believe that, isn't it, Jenna, that you can 9,000 hours or so, when sometimes we can repower motors, repower boats that only have 200 to 500 hours on the engine. So it all depends on the customer, the type of maintenance, and the maintenance that we do. So anyway, that was a good question.
9,000 is
that.
That's a long time. That's a long.
It is.
That's a hot minute.
It is a long time when you think about it. But, okay, so when I see 9,000 hours on these motors, a lot of times it's a commercial boat, okay? A lot of times it could be a commercial boat. But also people that use their boats every weekend are going out, and they and put well over, you know, 100 hours a year on their boat. You know, we talk about this when people think about hours on an engine and how many hours do you actually put on your your boat every year. And when you really think, you got to think about the running time, how long that engine actually running, and the type of fishing or boating that you do. And a lot of times, 30 hours is what you kind of see on these boats or these engines on a yearly basis. A lot of times, 30 hours or so, 30, 40 hours, maybe, you know, not much more than that. But the maintenance schedules are like 100 hours or a year, yearly. Every 100 hours or once a year, get your engine serviced. But what people don't consider the hours on motors, it's not the hours that you're spending in the boat. It's the hours that you're actually running the boat. It's actually the engines are running. So like a lot of people, they'll put their boat in the water on the weekend. They'll go run it maybe 20 minutes or 30 minutes to some place where they want to go hang out for the day, and they'll run it 20 back. And so now they only got an hour on their boat and one day on the weekend, rather than you think that, oh, wow, they need to have 8 hours on the boat, you know, that kind of stuff. So at any rate, the hours just depend on the customer and how they use their boat. And then you got to consider weekends that you can go boating, and weekends that or time frames where it might get rained out. So your hours kind of drop as far as the general boater goes. So a lot of times 30 hours or so per year is what you start seeing. But the ones that really go out and fish, they're putting several hundred hours. It's not uncommon on these guys that and ladies that run these boats and like to fish, that we can you get them, get several hundred hours, 300-400 hours on those boats in a year. So not uncommon. Looks like I got another text message here. If you're buying a used boat with a Yamaha 150, how would you know that it has been upkept? Okay, that's a great question. How do you know that the engine's been kept properly? And there's a lot of things that you need to look at and do. And this is one of the things that I teach my students in class. They have a tool that's built in that they don't even know. When they walk into my class, they bring a tool with them, and they don't even realize that they're bringing this tool into the class. And one of the main tools that we as a technician use is our eyes. It's a great tool to use when you're working on boats, your eyes, okay? So visual inspection is very important. You want to do a good visual inspection. Kind of gives you an idea of how that engine and boat has been kept, okay? So you start looking things over. You pull the cowling. You look at the batteries. You look at the trim motor and those kind of things. You're looking for corrosion and some wiring issues and things like that. So your eyes are your very first step to try to figure out how has this engine or boat been kept up with, okay? Secondly, it depends on the year of the engine. Can we get a download off of it where you can scan the motor and try to get hours and run times? That's very, very important. The run times is the times that the customer uses the boat and how they use the boat. So let's say I have an engine that has 1,000 hours on it, just throw a number out there, and I'm looking at the run times, and much of the run times are very low. Back in the idle area, maybe 1,500, 2,000 RPMs, that kind of thing. And then also what I'm looking at is, okay, this 1,000 hours, how old is the boat? So I'm looking at a time frame of hours. I'm looking at how old, you know, as far as how old the boat is. That kind of gives me an idea of, does the customer run the boat quite often? That kind of thing. So is the boat sitting up a lot, or is the boat used a lot? We want the boat to be used, okay? We want them to go out and run it. That's very good on the fuel systems and that type of stuff. So you want to make sure the boat's being used, so you can get that download, and it tells you so much information. And when I talk about run times, where is the customer running the boat? Are they idling a lot? Are they running it mid-range a lot? Are they running wide open a lot? And when you think about those three areas in the runtime, idling, mid-range, wide open, the areas that I'm looking for is I want to see some wide open runs. I want to see some high RPM runs, because I know if the customer's doing that, they're blowing that motor out. They're getting that engine heated up. They're getting the oil and everything heated up in that motor, so that helps the motor live, okay? if I'm seeing a lot of low idle times in the 1,000 RPM, 1,500, 2,000 RPM, the customer's idling that motor a lot, then that throws up some red flags for me, because that tells me that there could possibly be some fuel system problems where the rings aren't seating and getting carbon buildup because they're idling this motor along, and you may be getting some fuel in the oil system, that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of considerations when you're looking at it. Okay. The third thing that you would want to look at is try to get records. Okay. What kind of records does this customer have on their boat that you're trying to purchase? If they got good records of the boat, if they keep good records, chances are they're doing the right thing. If you can look at their records, when are they servicing it, who's servicing it, very important, and what times are they servicing the boat, that kind of thing. So those three areas is what we try to look at. And then, of course, compression and leak down and tests and ignition tests. Get Key Marine to check it out for you. They are trained to look for little issues that you may have on the boat or the motor when you're getting ready to purchase it. So have Key Marine check it out. That's another big deal that you need to have. Just don't rely on yourself for doing this. Have Key Marine go in there, check the motor out, and make sure that everything is in good shape. I'm going to say this, though, as a disclaimer, okay? As a technician, when I do we call it pre-buyers, okay? Go in and do a pre-buyers on an engine, I am not guaranteeing anything is going to last for a period of time, okay? If I do a pre-buyers on engine, I'm going to tell you right now that what I see right now today, this motor is in good condition, and at this point, you know, everything looks good to me, or I'll throw up some red flags to you and say, no, this is not a good motor, what have you. But either way, I am not guaranteeing anything on that motor when we do a pre-buyers, and nobody will, okay, because you just don't know what's going to happen in the near future. So a pre-buyers does not really give you any insurance, but it just gives you an idea of where the boat is at that time when the technician checks it out, if that makes sense. So I hope I answered that question good for you. So get it. Do a good visual. You can do that as the customer. Get Key Marine to check it out. Get them to do a leak down, compression check. If you can get a download off the computer, that's going to tell you a lot. And then, of course, get with the customer you're purchasing it from and try to get a log on when they kept that, when they got the services done. It's all very, very important to do that. I'm going to tell you, if you're looking at used boats, there's so many times in my career I've had customers that purchased used boats without getting a pre-buyers. Maybe they had to drive down to South Florida or up north, and they picked up a boat and then brought it to me and had me service it and do the first initial service, which I recommend you do on any boat you purchase used. I want you, the customer, to go ahead and do that service. Make sure, no matter, even if they have good records, I highly recommend that you go ahead and have your technician do that service the first time you bought the boat. That way you know where you are at, okay? Not where they were with their service, but where are you with your service, so you can start it out at that point, okay? So always recommend that. And so many times I've had a customer buy a boat, bring it to me for service, you know, their initial service or pre-buyers after they purchase it. Oh my gosh, what a disaster that can be. Don't do a pre-buyer after you purchase it. Do it before, but have a blown power head or a gear case problem or something like that after the purchase. So the technician can find a lot of stuff before you purchase the boat, and then it gives you some negotiating power and that kind of stuff. So yeah, good question. I'm glad that I was able to answer that for you, and highly recommend getting somebody that knows how to look at these motors, can look at it for you and get a good idea of what you are purchasing. That's for sure. Jenna, I actually one time did a pre-buyers or after a purchase. Okay. The customer wanted me to go out and service them. It was literally go do a pre-buyers inspection on my boat. And I remember this boat. It had 150 Mercury's on the back of it. Just a little while back, way back. Okay. It was in a lift and at the customer's house. He purchased it. He was so happy. This is a long time customer of mine. Hey, I just bought me a nice boat. It was like a 24 foot boat with twin 150 Mercs on the back of it. And I went out, did the pre-buyers on the boat lift, did the compression check and the ignition check and what I could do to the boat while it was on the lift. And then I was going to do a water test, a sea trial for the customer. You know, I put the boat in the water. I had to idle quite a ways to get out to an area where I could run from this customer's dock. I get out to the area where I could finally take off and run. I start bringing both motors up on, you know, giving them throttle, coming up on plane. I'm watching the motors, I'm watching the tack and everything. And probably within 200 yards, one of the motors locked up on me. And during that run after the pre-buyers, the compression was good, the ignition was good, the motors were actually clean, everything looked good. And I took that boat out and ran it, and it locked up during my test run for that customer. Okay, so here's what I found. That at we ended up putting a boat back on trailer, took it to my shop, pulled the power head, took it apart. It stripped the drive gear out of the oil pump goes to the crankshaft. It stripped the drive gear out, which immediately you lose oil. Okay, it immediately locked the motor up and didn't get any kind of warning. I just knew because the motor just shut off and I could hear the prop spinning in the water. That's what I, and it makes a weird ratcheting sound when you lock one up like that. And everything kind of goes quieter than the other motor that was still running. And we took the motor apart. And what I had figured out was that motor had overheated sometime down the road or running warm. And these motors had almost a plastic gear on the crankshaft that it had gotten hot. And with wear, from the overheat, and it stripped that gear out of it. And that's what the failure was. So had that customer got some records, or maybe he kind of figured out that it was run hot several times, that may have thrown up a red flag. I don't know, but that kind of stuff happens. It's a bad deal for the customer. And I don't know that anybody would have caught that, during a pre-buyers, you know, so it's a little bit of a gamble. Anytime you purchase a boat, so get as much information as you can and try to make sure that what you're buying, if it has an extended warranty, that also helps. So those kind of things. So anyway, enough of that. And I'll tell you, it is a little bit of a gamble when you buy a used boat. So it's better to know the person when you buy one. If you're sticking with late model, you don't have too much trouble. But anyway, all right, it is a call-on show. I got about 2 minutes left on agenda. So 850-437-1620, call or text. I may be able to answer a quick one before we get off air. I do want to go ahead and let's talk about the Marine Service class a little bit, what we've done this week. My student of the week this week is Chris. Chris has been in my class for a period of time. He's probably on the last leg of getting the class done. Chris is doing stern drives and inboards and drives right now. And Chris is just having a great time. I got him rebuilding a Mercruiser Alpha drive. It's one of our products that's in the class that he's taking apart and learning how to put it back together. And he's doing that and having a great time with it. And I teach lessons in my class that you kind of don't really teach, that you only really see in the field. I guess you could. When a student takes a gear case apart, they're supposed to measure the shims and everything. It says in the service manual to do that. And I'm not going to have enough time to get on this. I'm already getting on it next week. But I want you to think about this. For next week, I'll mention this about Chris. And he had a part missing that somebody kind of misplaced for him. And it was one of the shims on this rebuild. And I'll tell you what happened with that. So here we are, Jenna. We're 29 minutes into the show. So I got to thank my sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road. Here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. Make sure you take advantage of that 25% discount. It's very important, okay? Maybe you're just getting ready to buy a boat, and you can get 25% off of that pre-buyers as well. So it's going to save you a little money just as you get started. And if you buy that boat, go ahead and get it serviced and save 25% off of labor from now until January 31st. I appreciate everybody listening this week. Thank you so much, and I'm going to be back next week, and we'll be talking turkeys next week.